Welcome to the Hipster Mama Speaks. I'm Thea Teresa English, and on tonight's show, we're going to talk about inexpensive weight loss. I was just reflecting on my past 2 years as a mom, and in postpartum, I have put on a little bit of weight, although most of my life I've fallen within the thin side of the spectrum, with the exception of the time after I had my daughter. And for the most part, I haven't been too down on myself as far as losing the postpartum weight or anything like that. I haven't had too many insecurities about it, although there are times when I think about the different ways that I can lose some of this weight. I'm almost 40, so I also understand that as we get older, it becomes even harder for many of us to lose the pounds. And so in light of that, I'm also at the also have to keep in mind that I'm also on a budget. And so that was my inspiration behind tonight's episode of ways that we can lose weight inexpensively. So ways that we can stay healthy even on a tight budget. So that's the premise of tonight's show. And with that said, I'll go right into the topic. One of the best ways that we can achieve inexpensive weight loss is just cutting out eating at all the different restaurants and even the fast food joints. If we think about many of the fast food restaurants in particular, like Burger King, McDonald's, Raising Cane's, one of my favorite fast food places, Taco Bell, another one of my favorites and a guilty pleasure of mine. If we think about just the prices of the combo meals and even for kids' meals, they add up pretty quickly, depending on how often we eat out during the week. So one of the best ways we can lose weight even while we're on a tight budget, we can just cut out all the eating out, or at least a good portion of it. So that's not to say that we can't eat out any longer. It's just that if we want to save money and lose weight at the same time, one of the best things we can do is start doing that in moderation. And instead, we can replace this with cooking at home. And with that said, I'm going to talk about some ways that we can even save money on cooking good healthy food at home. One thing I like to do is buy healthy food staples that are on sale at the store. For example, a lot of times here at the stores in my neighborhood, they often have sales on produce items such as grapes, carrots, potatoes. That's another economic staple right there. Potatoes. You see, green onions, yellow onions. A lot of times the stores they're always having sales on yellow onions and garlic. And those are just a few of the many staples that I use in cooking at the house. And so what I like to do is just stock up on any of my favorite healthy food staples. And I just stock up on them whenever they go on sale. So that's how I save money on cooking at home. You know, one of my ways, a good way to eat healthy while still staying within budget, is to just shop the sales at the stores. Another thing I like to do as well is eating leftovers. Or creating new meals out of the leftovers. So I do that quite often. For example, if we made tacos one night, I can take some of that ground meat and turn that into meat sauce with whole wheat spaghetti, or I can turn that into sloppy joes, or just is a good way to save money and still achieve weight loss as well. So that way we don't have to spend as much money on eating out during the week. We can eat leftovers, or we can buy healthy food staples that are on sale at the stores in bulk. Another thing that, and I don't do this very often, I admit that this is not something I do frequently, but I would like to do more often, and that is meal planning. You've probably already seen many blog posts, YouTube videos. You may have seen Instagram pages or even regular magazine articles that deal with this topic. So I won't really exhaust it too much because there's a whole lot on it already. So I'll just give a brief overview. With meal planning, really, what you're doing with this is you're planning out the meals that you'll eat a few days ahead of time. And that way you'll know what you're going to fix this night or that night. And usually you can just start with a few basic ingredients, and you can take those ingredients and make a few meals from the list of ingredients that you have. Or another way to do this, if you have just some basics in your pantry, or some basic meats or fish that you buy on a regular basis, and that you already have in your deep freezer, your refrigerator and your pantry, you can take those staples and do meal planning that way. So I'll just give an example. Here at our house, we love our lay quarters. So if I were doing meal planning for the week and I had plenty of lay quarters, I could meal plan around that staple. For example, Monday, I might do barbecue lay quarters. Tuesday, we might decide to do pineapple chicken, do like our own homemade version of sweet and sour chicken. Then Wednesday, with those same lay quarters, we can take some of the chicken off of the bone and turn that into a nice healthy chicken salad. Then the next day, we can do, let's see, I'm trying to think of something else. Another dish I like to make with lay quarters is smothered chicken with gravy and rice and some vegetables. So I might decide to do that another day with the lay quarters. So just from a certain meat that you buy a lot on sale, you could take that and plan a few days of worth of meals. And one of the best ways to meal plan is to do meal planning with meals that freeze pretty well. And some good recipes that freeze well during that you can make ahead of time and freeze during the week include meatballs, let's see, meat sauce. If you're not doing the meatballs, you might decide to do the meat sauce. You see what else you can freeze. And you can freeze vegetable soup. You can freeze chili. You can freeze beef brisket. See, barbecue pork chops, hamburger patties. These are just a few of different kind types of things that freeze pretty well. So that's another way to save money on your groceries and cooking at home altogether. And that way, you can cut out a lot of your fast food and even regular restaurant expenses, which a lot of times many of the meals at these restaurants can be very high in calories. And that's also due to the large portions that some of these restaurants give you as well. So that doesn't make for good weight loss. So one of the best ways to lose weight inexpensively, as I mentioned, is cooking at home. And there are different ways you can save money on groceries so that you can be able to cook at home on a regular basis. And once again, I'm just going to recap. That's buying healthy food staples in bulk that are on sale at the different stores, eating leftovers, and meal planning. So now I'm going to move on to the next way that we can lose weight while still on a tight budget. We could take advantage of online videos. Now, this is how I lost weight a few years back. I remember when we right after Hurricane Katrina, we had relocated briefly to another state. We had lived there for about 2 or 3 years before coming back here in 2007. So while I was out of town, we had this cable network that came with a fitness channel, and it had nothing but exercise shows and shows dealing with healthy eating. So what I would do is during the week while I was living out of town for that brief, those 2 or 3 years, I would do a lot of exercises on, because there was a show called All Star Workouts on Fit TV. I'm not even sure if that network is in existence anymore. I tried to find that workout program, but I think that network no longer exists. If I'm wrong, anyone who's listening, they can correct me on that. But I used to look at Fit TV when I was in my early 20s, and this was around a time when I had put on a little extra weight, and I noticed it, and I wanted to do something about it, so I got proactive. And since I knew that Fit TV always had these really cool exercise programs on, I would tune in during the morning, sometimes in the afternoons, and many times at night after dinner. I would just start exercising along with the instructors on the TV programs, and I noticed a difference. I combined that with my healthy eating, and over time, I started to notice a change in my weight. I felt a lot better. I had more energy. So even if you're on a tight budget, you don't have to join these gyms where they want to charge you high prices just to be a member. That's not really necessary these days, because thanks to the shows like the ones I just mentioned and YouTube has plenty of online videos. I mean, they have a ton of exercise videos. I remember during between the first and second trimester when I was pregnant, I would do moderate exercises on YouTube, and it helped me stay in shape throughout my pregnancy. So even if you're pregnant, these videos can help you out a lot. If you're on a tight budget but you want to stay in shape and you don't want to pay these high costs of gym memberships along with the extra fees that come with it, you can really shave off a lot of that and just go right to online videos, do some exercises against the backdrop of fun YouTube videos, And over a period of time, you're on your way to achieving your weight loss goals. I also want to say that this works especially well if you have kids and you want to get them off the couch, and and you're concerned about them having way too much screen time and not getting active. You could take advantage of the you can use that to your advantage, the fact that they like their devices, and it's and the whole family can just have exercise time with YouTube. That's another idea. And now I'm going to move on to the next tip. Another thing is walking. I have an interesting story about this. I don't drive. So my grandmother once mentioned to me, you know, one of the reasons you probably keep your weight down the way it does, even if you gained a little bit of weight, even though you did that, you still managed to keep your weight down and your legs are so strong still, I think because you do a lot of walking. And I have to agree with her. I have to agree with my grandmother on that. I do quite a bit of walking. I just about every day I'm walking somewhere. If I'm not walking to work, I'm walking to the nearest store because we don't live too far from a few supermarkets and drugstores. Actually, my house is just a good few miles, oh, I shouldn't say miles, but a good few blocks away from the nearest Walgreens. So I can walk to Walgreens from home. I can walk to the grocery store. I can walk to a Dollar General. We don't live too far from Dollar General, and the local paint store and many other different places. So walking is another excellent and cost-effective way of losing weight. And what I like to do is I like to do a lot of brisk walking, and like I said, I do plenty of it. So I would say just if you can get it, if you can work in some kind of walking, some kind of even if it's 20 to 30 minutes of walking per day, that will still help you move closer to your weight loss goal. So I would say walking is not only is it inexpensive, but it's relaxing, it can be therapeutic. You can listen to your favorite music or podcast. Or even if you're listening to YouTube videos, you can do that while you're walking. It's just great. And so I would say a very budget-friendly way of losing weight is walking. Another thing I just want to talk about, another thing I want to mention, but this relates to the first point about cooking at home. Another thing you want to do is if you're concerned about the high prices of fruits and vegetables at your local supermarkets, you can shave off the cost just by buying frozen vegetables and fruits, as well as canned veggies and fruits. Because many times these can be cheaper than even the fresh produce. Although I will say too, if you want to save money on fresh produce, it's best to buy them while they're in season. If you buy seasonal produce, you tend to pay a little less than if you buy your fresh produce out of season. So that's another thing you want to keep in mind. So I would say if you want to save money on your groceries and you want to get started with doing more cooking at home, but you're concerned about the high prices of fresh produce these days, you can always purchase frozen vegetables and fruits, as well as canned frozen vegetables and fruits, because not only are they at times can be cheaper than fresh produce, but you can also buy these in bulk, and the quality is just as good as the fresh produce that you would buy at regular price. And so with that said, I'll go on to the next thing. Another thing you can do is ride your bike for those who are into biking. That's something that's interesting to bring up too, because many cities are becoming smart cities, not just here in the US, but worldwide. And part of what they consider a smart city is creating plenty of opportunities for those to ride their bikes all over. And so many cities here in the United States are creating a ton of bike lanes just for bikers, so that our streets can be more biker friendly. And not only the bikes, but then we see the rise of electric scooters. So many people are riding on their electric scooters as well as their bikes and motorcycles. So this is another inexpensive way to lose weight. You can just ride your bike to wherever you need to go instead of driving or even public transportation. Riding your bike. Now, not only will you get to a lot of the different places where you need to be a lot quicker than if you were sitting in traffic in a car or wondering if your next bus is gonna come, but it gives you that adrenaline rush too. It really does. So there's just something really nice about riding your bike all over the place, and a lot of times you get to experience or discover rather the new places around the city that you never that you have never heard of. You can do that just from riding a bike, and you can do this just from walking around. I've discovered many new places just from walking to different places around my neighborhood and other parts of the city. I discovered so many new places where I can buy groceries or new restaurants, new coffee houses, clothing stores. A lot of that I discovered just from walking around different areas of the city. And it's the same way with riding your bike. So not only does that help you with weight loss and an inexpensive weight, but you get to discover new gems in your city that that you didn't know existed. Another thing that I would suggest for inexpensive weight loss is jumping rope and hopscotch with your kids. Now, I know nowadays many kids prefer screen time to playing old school games and whatnot, but you can rediscover these same games with your kids and move closer to your weight loss goal without spending a ton of money to do it. If we think about jump ropes, it doesn't cost a lot to buy a jump rope. And with hopscotch, all you need is just some inexpensive chalk, and you go right on the sidewalk in front of your house, and create the hopscotch map for the kids with the numbers on it. And there you go. You and the kids are having a blast outside. So it is especially works really well on spring and summer days. Even well into the fall, you can those that's like these are great activities that you can do for losing weight. And like I said, jumping rope, hopscotch, or playing tag, or just a number of things that these are a number of different old school activities that kids used to do generations they used to do a lot of, I should say, in generations past that we don't see too much of nowadays due to the electronic invasion, if you will, with so many things going digital nowadays. It's just refreshing that if you and the kiddos can all just achieve weight loss goals together by playing jump rope, some hopscotch, it's just and you, or even doing the double Dutch jump rope. I think even now they still have double Dutch jump roping competitions, I believe. I know they did many years back, so I think they still do. When I was in school, we did a lot of jumping rope. I did that a lot with my classmates. Now, I never really did too well with the double Dutch style jump roping, but single rope it wasn't too bad, and I actually enjoyed it. It was good. Another thing I thought about was the old school monkey bars. I thought those were great too. I used to see a lot of the male classmates do this a lot, and so just some old school active games with the kids is also helpful in losing weight on a budget. And another thing I wanted to discuss is running up and down the stairs. Yes, you could really break a sweat this way. And for those who are into strength training, you can also buy some inexpensive dumbbells and resistance bands from sites such as eBay or Amazon.com. And another thing I wanted to talk about were body weight exercises. So this is something that I did quite a bit of to lose the weight when I was in my 20s. And I'll just give a few examples of body weight exercises without all. And these are the great thing about these exercises is that you don't need to purchase home gym equipment. You don't need to buy I'm trying to think about what's this other equipment? I forgot all the names for a lot of this. You don't have to buy all those fancy treadmills and all of that just to do these exercises. And I'll just include some examples of body weight exercises. They include squats, lunges, push-ups, crunches, and jumping jacks, and leg lifts. That there's so many different types of body weight exercises that require no equipment. So these are excellent ways to lose weight on a budget. Now, for those who like the sense of community and you want to be around others for support, or you just like that sense of community while losing weight on a budget, local community centers often offer fitness classes for a decent monthly or yearly fee. For example, here in New Orleans, as in many other cities, we have a YMCA, and they have a fitness center that and they offer membership for a good price. Not only do they offer fitness classes, but they offer swimming lessons for grown-ups and for kids. So this is another thing that you should consider if you're interested in losing weight without paying a ton of money in order to do it, without having to join a gym. You can consider the local community centers because, as I mentioned, they offer membership fees. They offer Actually, a lot of times their membership fees can would be less expensive than a traditional gym, so this is another option for you to consider. And with that said, that concludes tonight's episode. I just wanted to mention a few ways that we can move closer towards our weight loss goals without breaking the bank. And with that said, this is the Hipster Mama Speaks. I'm Thea Teresa English, and everyone have a blessed night.